Good evening, everyone.
大家晚安。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里为主耶稣见证。
Thank God that I have this opportunity to come here, in the last minute to come and deliver sermons on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我有这个机会能够为主耶稣做工啊，还有来参加这里的聚会。
The next three evenings we'll be talking about the gospel.
我们今天接下来三个晚上都会谈到福音。
And so this is a wonderful time that we can more systematically introduce the gospel to our friends and family.
这是一个很好的机会，可以让我们用系统化的方式来分享福音。
So I look forward to seeing you all and sharing God's good news with everyone.
我也很高兴能够跟大家一起来学习，还有分享神的福音。
The English word gospel today, maybe people take, when they hear the word gospel, they may think of different meanings.
在英文字的福音的意思，可能有的时候，人们比较不会再思考它的意义。
Sometimes the word gospel now has become just a music genre.
有时候其实可能，如果是英文的话，有人会觉得福音只是音乐的一种。
Or sometimes people may say gospel, not in the sense of what the Bible is saying, but they may think that gospel, it means truth.
或者有的人可能不觉得福音是跟圣经有关的，他们反而就觉得只是一种真理。
And they use it more figuratively.
那他们也不是直接是引用跟圣经的关系。
They'll say, oh no, that's not gospel.
他们就会说那不是福音。
But actually, the word gospel in English, Originally, you can trace its origins all the way back to the Greek word, and it means good news.
可是其实福音在英文里面，它的原文是希腊文，那那个意义其实是好消息。
And this gospel is referring to the good news, that has, been brought forth through Jesus Christ.
这个福音的意思也，这个好消息也就是主耶稣带来的。
Which is that there is now a free and clear path of salvation that we all can enjoy.That we can be reconciled back with God.
这是一个很清楚，而且是免费的福音。这是一个方法，可以让我们来归回主耶稣。
However, obtaining this good news, it begins with something that maybe is not so popular.
可是，如果我们要得到这个好消息的话，可能这个方式，刚开始是比较不受欢迎的方法。
Or maybe people may even say it's kind of bad news.
或者，甚至有的人会说这是不好的消息。
Right or Especially in today's culture.
尤其是今天的文化。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because actually, in order to obtain this gospel,
因为其实要为了得到这个福音，
we must begin with repentance.
我们要从悔改开始。
Right. So this is the first word of the gospel.
这个就是福音的开始的第一个开始。
Right. Which is what we will talk about tonight.
就是今天晚上我们要分享的。
Repentance is not a concept that the world will teach today.
在世界上是不会教导需要悔改。
I mean, when's the last time you heard the word repent at work or in a movie or in TV or in the news?
你如果上一次在不同的媒体或者是在上班的情况下面有听到悔改这个字吗？
Right. In fact, there's this online tool that Google has.
其实网上谷歌有一个工具。
It's called an Ngram viewer, and basically, Google has indexed many, probably millions of books and all the words that are used in these books. Okay.
那因为世界上已经有出版了几千万、几百万的书，那所以谷歌有把所有的书都整理好，可以寻找里面的字。
And basically, this tool can plot out the frequency of a word or a string of characters.Across time.
所以这个工具也可以从时间性来看说一个字它出现的次率有多少。
And so they have data up to 1800 to around 2000, right, year 2000.
从1800年一直到2000年都有。
And so if you type in the word repent,
所以如果你打进去悔改这个字,
you see around 1820, 1830, it peaks, right?
大概1820到1830年的时候，它是出现的次数很多。
And then it starts to go down, 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 right?
然后就慢慢的下降。
And then now in the present day, it's hardly really used in books at all.
那到今天的话，其实在书里面是非常难找到的。
Right. So this is just a tool just to give an idea of what people are thinking nowadays.
这只是一个小工具，可是就可以看得出来人类现在的心里面是怎样想。
Because the books that we write reflect our thoughts and our values and our thinking.
因为我们常常在写的书都会反映出来我们的思想。
So the world nowadays is often promoting an opposite concept.
我们现在的世界常常都会推广相反的。
Right, that actually we are mostly now the center of our world.
其实我们自己是世界中心。
And that other people should accommodate to us.
其实其他人是反而需要适应我们。
Or you can see all the things that we buy and that we consume, it all is geared towards our desires, our preferences. Right.
或者是我们在买的东西，所有的东西发明的话，都是要按照我们的喜好。
That everything should suit my lifestyle, not the other way around.
所有的东西都好像应该是适应我的生活方式，而不是相反的。
But in order to really accept and believe in the gospel, it really starts with this important first step.
可是如果我们真的想要接受、了解这个福音的话，这个第一步是非常重要的。
Right, there's really no question about it, especially from the Bible's point of view.
尤其是从圣经的看法，这是完全没有疑问的。
So, let's turn to a series of Bible verses.
所以我们看一下圣经里面的记载。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 3.
请先看马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 1.
马太福音第三章第一节。
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, verse 2.
第二节。
And saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第一节，那时有施洗约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：“第二节，天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Here talks about the ministry of a person named John the Baptist.
这里是有一位施洗约翰，他要出来。
He was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是为主耶稣铺路的。
In other words, he was preaching to the people of the land at the time and was.Starting to prepare their hearts in order to accept Jesus' message.
所以施洗约翰他已经在主耶稣出来之前，先在那附近的人有帮主耶稣预备传福音。
And what was the first word that he was preaching?
那他传到了第一个字是什么
？Repent.
悔改。
Right. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came out later on.
当主耶稣后来出来的时候
，He preached the exact same thing.
他也是传一样的道理。
Let's jump to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
请看马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音第四章十七节。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
This talks about how Jesus Christ was later baptized by John the Baptist.
所以后来主耶稣他有被施洗约翰受洗。
He was also led into the wilderness and he was tempted by Satan.
他甚至还到旷野里面也魔鬼也有想试探他。
Having been victorious, he began to preach in the regions of Galilee.
因为他胜过了魔鬼的试探，所以他就在加利利附近传道。
And what was the first thing he was preaching?
他传道的第一个是什么？
He said.Again, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他也是说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Right, so you can see the first word of what he was preaching, was the same first word of what John was preaching.
所以我们可以看到他传道的第一个字就跟施洗约翰的一样。
Right, it's just we have to repent.
我们需要悔改。
Let's jump to Mark chapter 6.
请看马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 12.
马可福音第六章十二节。
So they went out and preached that people should repent.
门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改。
This is talking a little bit, some time had passed. Jesus had selected 12 disciples.
这里已经经过一段时间，那主耶稣又选了十二个门徒。
And during Jesus' ministry, he also sent his 12 disciples to also go out and preach the message.
主耶稣传道里的时候，他也叫他的门徒也要出去传道。
And what was the thing that they preached?
他们传道的是什么呢？
Verse 12 very clearly said they went out to preach that people should repent.
十二节说得非常清楚，就是说人需要悔改。
So you can see a pattern is developing.
我们可以看到这是有重复的发生。
Let's now turn to Acts chapter 2.
请看使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
This was talking about the day that the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit, was poured down upon the early church.
在那个时候，在五旬节的时候，应许的圣灵是有下来。
Right, and so the disciples began to speak in tongues.
所以使徒他们门徒他们也开始有说灵言。
And this is a great noise among the city, and so it drew a crowd around where the disciples were gathering.
因为非常大声，所以有很多人也听到。
Right, and so these people were asking. And they were discussing amongst each other that they were hearing these disciples praising God.
那这些人他们也在讨论，因为他们也听到这些是门徒他们是在赞美神。
Right, but others were saying that, oh no, they are just drunk. They're full with new wine.
可是也有别人他们说这些人是喝醉酒了。
And so Peter, the disciple of Jesus Christ, stood up and began to preach.
彼得他是主耶稣的门徒，那他也就开始传道。
And at first he was just trying to confirm with those people that actually this is the fulfillment of Jesus of a prophecy in the Old Testament.
他其实刚开始解释的时候，这其实是从旧约就已经有预言了。
And then he was trying to tell them that actually the one who poured out this Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, the one you crucified.
他也要说，其实赐这个圣灵就是主耶稣，就是你们所钉十字架。
And so when the crowd heard thatThis Holy Spirit came from Jesus, whom they crucified. They began to feel very guilty.
所以当这些人他们听到这个圣灵是从他们钉在十字架上的耶稣来的话，他们心就非常不安稳。
And then so Peter preached to them how they could be saved.
所以彼得就传道跟他们说他们如何能够得到拯救。
Peter gave to them the good news.
彼得就给他们好消息。
And he began with repent.
第一个步骤就是要悔改。
So from the Bible's point of view, I think it's very clear that if we want to accept the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to walk on this path of salvation, we cannot escape repentance.
所以在圣经上面写得非常清楚，其实如果我们想要往正确的道路走的话，我们的第一步一定要是悔改。
And so why is it that so many of God's workers,were preaching this message of repentance.
那为什么神有那么多的工人，他们都在传悔改这个道理？
Right. Well, the truth is because everyone, all of us, have strayed from God's standard.
那其实就是因为我们每一个人都已经离开了神的标准。
And straying from God's standard is what we call sin.
那如果离开了神的标准，那就是犯罪。
Right. So God has a standard that He has established in this world, and all of us.We have strayed from it.
神他在世界上就已经定下了他的标准，可是我们每一个人都远离了。
Right, so we could, of course, in the Bible, there's the more we read it, the more we understand God's standard.
在圣经里面，我们读的越多，就可以越了解他的标准。
It's just like when you spend more time with somebody that you know, the more you understand that person's likes and dislikes.
就像我们如果跟一个人相处的时间越久的话，我们就越了解他们的喜好。
In a similar way, the more time we spend reading the Bible, which God has revealed to us, we can also understand the heart of God.
所以同样的是，如果我们花更多时间阅读圣经的话，因为这是神的话语，我们也就可以更了解神。
And so the Bible is full of God's likes and commandments and things that you can read, things that makes him happy, things that makes him angry, things that make him sad.
所以圣经里面也记载了很多，我们可以了解到神他喜悦的或者他的诫命是什么，或者是他生气或是高兴的时候。
And because of time for tonight, let's just look at one such standard.
那因为时间关系，我们今天只要看一个标准的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
请看马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 37.
马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 37.
马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Verse 38.
三十八节。
This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39.
三十九。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40.
40.
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Here you can see that a person was asking the Lord Jesus, what is the great commandment of the law?
我们这里看到有一个人，他问主耶稣，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？
And the Lord Jesus Christ basically summarized his commandments into two major ones.
主耶稣他基本上把神所有的诫命，他就做个结论，是有分两种。
Basically, we need to love God.
我们基本上需要爱神。
With everything that we have.
我们用我们所有的爱神。
And then also love others, love people around us as we love ourselves.
我们也需要爱人如己。
So these are the two great commandments of God.
这两条诫命是最大的。
And actually, if we just take just these two simple commandments and we reflect on them.
如果我们就只看这两条诫命来思考。
Actually, a lot of times we will discover we fall short of this standard.
我们很多时候会发现我们其实是远离了这个标准。
We realize that actually we do not love God with all our heart, our soul, and all our strength.
我们会发现到我们是没有在尽心尽意爱神。
In fact, for some of us who may be coming for the first time, maybe we didn't even know in the past who was a true God.
也许如果我们是第一次来聚会的话，可能我们以前都从来不了解谁是真神。
And then we didn't know how we ought to love him and put him first.
而且我们也不知道要如何把他放在第一。
Right? Maybe in the past we even worshipedso-called idols, images that were to represent gods.
也许以前我们是曾经拜偶像的。
Right, this is all different ways we fell short of God's standard.
这些都是一些例子，是我们如何远离了神的诫命。
Right, when God created the universe on the seventh day, He rested.
当神在第七天创造了世界万物以后，他就休息了。
He especially He sanctified this day, and He also desired for his people to keep this Sabbath rest.
他特别分别这个日子为圣，而且他也叫他的人民也需要遵守。
And on one hand, when we keep this Sabbath day, we acknowledge that God is truly the creator.
所以当我们也是有在保守这个安息日的时候，那我们也是向神保持是神圣的。
And on the other hand, we also acknowledge that God is our savior.
那我们也是承认神是我们的救主。
Right, but sometimes,before we came to church, came to the true church, we didn't even know about the standard and how we can love God.
可是有时候我们来参加真教，我们来加入真教会之前，我们可能不太了解神的标准。
So these are all different ways where we have fallen short of God's standard.
所以我们有很多不同的方法已经远离了神的标准。
It's the same with treating our fellow mankind.
还有对待其他人也是。
Right, humankind has been created by God.
人类是神所创造的。
All of us have been created in the image of God.
那我们每个人也都是按照神他的
形象
来所造的。
This image is not so much physical.
这个形象其实不是肉体上的。
Actually, it's talking about the holiness and righteousness of God.
其实是神的神性，还有他的
公义 we can turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
以弗所书第四章第二十四节。
And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God,in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Right, so the true image of God is in his character, in his righteousness and holiness.
所以神他的形象其实是在他的仁义和圣洁。
Right, in other words, this is why all of us human beings have this moral standard, a a built-in moral standard in our hearts.
这就是为什么在我们人类心里面本来我们就会有要分辨对错的。
And this is also why every human being is worthy of dignity and respect.
这也就是为什么每一个人类也都是应该要得到尊重的。
Because everyone has been created in the image of God.
因为每一个人都是按照神的形象所造的。
But often we wind up sinning and hurting our fellow mankind.
可是很多时候我们可能会变。对了别人犯罪
Sometimes we may be violent towards others.
也许我们会对别人会有出暴力
You can see that in this world that there's a lot of homicides and murders.
我们知道在这个世上有很多杀人犯
Right, but if not even that, in our heart we harbor grudges and hatred.
就算我们不是真正的杀人，可是可能我们心里面可能有怨恨
You can see that in this world there's a lot of sexual immorality.
在世界上有很多淫乱
and you can see that a lot nowadays traditional values concerning relationships and marriage is basically gone.
那很多时候像传统的婚姻的观念，或者是双人的两个人的关系的观念，都已经是偏差了。
You can also see in the last 20 years with the rise of the internet.
在最近二十年来，还有因为网络的发明
，you can see that nowadays. So many people are consuming pornography.
有很多人都会上网看成人的网站。
And you can see that basically what people are doing are using objectifying human beings.
那也就是因为他们会把人类已经变成像物品一样。
And using human people for their own gratification.
他们会利用人类就是为了来满足他们自己。
To fulfill their own lusts.
满足他们自己的情欲。
And this is not a way to love our neighbor as ourselves.
这绝对不是爱人如己的方法。
And so we lie, we steal, we're jealous and envious of other people. These are all different ways we fall short of God's standard.
我们可能会撒谎或者是嫉妒或者做很多事情都是会偏离着神的标准。
So God surely exists and has placed this moral standard in our hearts.
神已经他已经把这些标准也放在我们心中了。
So intuitively we do know what is right and wrong.
所以我们其实心里面是有这个道德观的。
In general, we do know that it's evil to kill somebody. It's evil to torture another person. It's evil to do various sinful things.
我们通常是应该是了解到杀人或者是害人其实都是邪恶的。
Right. And so when we fall short of this standard, right, especially when we are refreshed of this God's of this standard through reading the Bible.Then we ought to repent.
所以当我们偏离了这些标准，或者是当我们从读到圣经的时候了解到神的标准，那我们就应该悔改。
That's the first step in getting closer to God.
这个就是亲近神的第一个步骤。
That's why God's messengers, God's workers kept on preaching. One of the first things they preached was repentance.
这也就是为什么神那么多的工人，他们都是要传要悔改。
Because all of us, we are.Full of sinful nature and sinful actions, sinful thoughts.
我们每一个人可能心里面都有一种罪恶的想法。
And all these sins, they pile up and they become this blockage between us and God.
这些罪也都会慢慢的累积，然后阻挡我们亲近神。
So that God does not desire to be close to us.
所以神也不会想要亲近我们。
Because we constantly are offending them.Offending him.
我们常常呢在犯罪。
So it's just like anybody we meet too, right?
所以就像我们看到的人一样。
Maybe we have a coworker, we have a relative, right?
也许我们有同事或者是亲戚。
If this person keeps on offending you,
如果这些人一直对你犯罪。
Maybe you don't like to be called a certain name.
也许他们也许你不喜欢被叫一个名字。
Right. Or maybe you don't like to be disrespected in front of others.
或者你不想要在众人面前有人不尊重你。
Right, but they keep on doing it.
可是他们持续这样子。
Right. And as if they can't tell that you're angry.
好像他们看不出来你会生气。
They keep on doing it. Of course, we don't really want to be with that person. Once we see them, maybe we want to go the other way.
他们如果继续下去的话，那我们也不会想要跟这个人在一起。
So in the same way, when God sees sin upon us, it is also something that's very, it's very sad, and also, he does not want to draw near to sinful people.
所以同样的，如果当神看到一个人身上是非常多的罪的话，那他，这也是非常伤心。可是神也不会想要亲近这些人。
And so therefore, the way back to God is we must begin to repent. Okay?
所以如果我们要归回神的话，我们第一个步骤就是要悔改。
And what does it mean to repent?
那要悔改是什么意思？
Repentance can be defined as a change of mind or a change of heart.
悔改是如果你改变你的心。
And that naturally will result in a change of behavior.
很自然的，你做事情方式也会不一样。
Right, so, repentance in the original Greek word.
悔改的它的在希腊原文。
Right, metanoia means after mind. Right, it comes from two roots, meaning, you know, after.And then mind.
它在希腊原文里面可以分成两个字，就是思考以后。
Right. So your heart has already changed.
因为你的心已经改变了。
Right. And therefore, this change of heart will produce fruits and actions.
因为你已经改变了你的心，所以你的心也会结出不同的果子。
So then, how do we go about repenting?
那我们要如何悔改？
The first thing is to acknowledge the sins that we have committed.
我们第一个要做的就是我们要认知我们已经犯了罪。
Maybe before we were unaware of something.
也许以前我们不太了解。
Or maybe before we knew it was wrong, but we became numb to it.
或者我们可能知道我们做的是不对的，可是已经麻木了。
The first step is to identify, acknowledge, oh, this is something I know has sinned, I've sinned against God.
第一步就是要了解，要知道我们已经对神犯罪。
Right. And then we should then.Feel sorrow over that sin.
那我们也应该对犯了这些罪是要感觉伤心。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第四章，第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
哥林多前后书第七章第九节第十节。
Now rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. Verse 10.
第十节。
For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Okay. Here, the Apostle Paul is talking about two types of sorrow.
这里使徒保罗他讲到两种不同的忧愁。
Right. One type of sorrow is the sorrow of this world.
一种的忧愁是世上的忧愁。
Right. And this is a type of sorrow that all of us, we try to avoid.
这种忧愁是我们都会想要避免的。
Right. Because it's not pleasant to go through sorrowful times.
因为忧愁的时候当然是不好的。Right.
But there's a type of sorrow that is actually good for us.
可是有一种忧愁其实对我们是好的。
Here, Paul calls it godly sorrow.
保罗这里说是神的意思。
Godly sorrow basically is when we identify a certain mistake, a certain sin, we start to grieve over it.
如果依着神的意思，忧愁是我们发现到有一种罪是不好的，那我们会为了那个罪而忧愁。
Why do we feel sorrow?
为什么我们会忧愁？
Because we know that by doing that, we harmed our relationship with our Creator, with our God.
因为我们知道如果做这件事的话，那会伤害我们和神的关系。
Because our relationship is not...good with God. We feel a sorrow. We feel an emptiness there.
我们与神的关系不好的话，我们就会感觉忧愁，感觉到空虚。
So this is how we need to react to the sin we identify in our life.
所以如果我们发现到我们生活当中有罪的话，那就要这样子的反应。
After we sorrow, then what does it say? It produces repentance.
那从忧愁就会生出悔改。
Right, and this repentance then is talking about we confess, right? Our heart is changed. We're confessing all those sins that we knew that offended God.
那悔改的话，也就是我们会向神说出来这些罪。
Right. And after confession to God, since our heart is changed, our actions will change too.
我们对神说出来这些罪以后，那我们的心也会改变，我们的行为也会改变。
From that point onward, we.Resolve to walk in God's way, not to keep on offending God.
我们从那个时候开始就会想要继续往神的方向走，而不是想要得罪神。
But the next time we run into that temptation or that evil,
可是如果下一次我们再遇到这个罪恶，
we know that we now hate it. We don't run to it anymore. We don't desire it. keep on doing it anymore.
我们就不会想要往这个方向走。
Right, and in fact, we will rather yield fruits of goodness.
我们反而会想要结出好的果子。
Right, to even do things to make retribution for the things we did wrong.
甚至我们想要会做出更多的事情来能够拿去来帮助我们悔改。
Right. So let's turn to a biblical example.
我们来看圣经的例子。
Let's turn to Psalm 51.
请看诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
This is a psalm of King David.
这是大卫王的写的诗。
And you can see that he truly has a heart of repentance in this psalm.
我们可以看到大卫在写这首诗的时候，他是真的有悔改的心。
Because he indeed committed very serious sins.
因为他犯下了非常大的罪。
Right. But you can see that when he was repenting, he first acknowledged all his iniquities.
可是他在悔改的时候，他也是先认知他的错。
Right. Let's turn to verse 3.
第三节。
Psalm 51, verse 3.
诗篇五十一篇第三节
says, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me."
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
And you can see that he is grieving and sorrowful over all these sins.
所以他是为了他的罪非常的忧愁。
We can jump to verse 12.
可以跳到十二节。
Psalm 51, verse 12.
五十一篇十二节。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
求你使我认得救恩之乐。
Right. So you can see that his heart lacks joy.
所以我们可以看到他的心是没有喜乐。
Right. And you can see the overall tone of this whole psalm is full of sorrow and sadness.
这整首的诗篇其实都是非常的忧愁。
Right. So he knew that those things, those serious sins he committed, was a great offense to God.
所以他了解到他犯了这个非常大的罪，其实是非常得罪神。
So over and over again in this psalm, he's confessing his sins.
所以他一再的在这诗篇当中说出来他的罪。
Right in verse 1.
第一节。
Right, asking God for mercy.
他就求神的慈爱。
That he can blot out his transgressions.
能够涂抹他的过犯。
Right, verse 2, asking God to wash him thoroughly from his iniquity.
第二节，希望神能够把他的罪洗除。
Right, verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
第七节是希望神能够洗他，让他比血更白。
So you can see over and over in this psalm, he's asking God for forgiveness, for to be cleansed from these evils.
所以大卫他一再的重复的他希望神能够洗净他的罪。
And then he makes a determination to walk on God's ways.
然后他就下定决心想要朝神的方向走。
Right. Not just something for show only on the superficial level.
他不是只是想要在表面上面来表现出来。
But truly in his heart it's changed.
可是他真正的心是已经改了。
So you can read verse 6.
第六节。
It says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts."
你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
So David knows that God is looking deeply into his heart.
大卫了解到神是会看他的心。
Right, it's not just lip service.
而且他不是只是嘴说出来的。
It's not just showing others that you're sorrowful or that you're sorry to be caught.
不是只是给别人看出来他的罪是被人家发现。
But he's truly in his heart ready to return to God in his way.
可是他真正的在他心里就已经想要归回神。
And so you can see that he begins to desire to even teach others of how to walk in God's ways.
所以他甚至开始想要教导别人也能够来走往神的方向。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, right? And sinners shall be converted to you.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Right. So David's repentance here is a very wonderful biblical example of how we should also go about repentance.
大卫这里悔改的方式也是给我们一个很好的例子来学习。
Right, the gospel is there for us to take.
福音就在那里，让我们可以白白的得。
It's very wonderful because we know that we have these sins, have sinful nature.
这非常美好，因为我们知道我们是有罪恶的。
And yet God, He's willing to be reconciled with us.
可是神他却还愿意让我们归回他。
We don't know why he wants to do that.
我们也不知道神为什么想要这
样。The only thing we can say is out of his love, out of his mercy.
我们唯一能够说就是因为神的慈爱。
But the way back is to repent.
那可是要归回神就是要悔改。
So this is also how many, in fact, this is the way that all of us must go in order to obtain God's salvation.
我们每一个人应该走往这个方向才能够得到救恩。
I think a couple years ago, maybe I think probably most of the members they heard of the testimony from one of our brothers in Chicago, right?
那大概几年前，可能有很多的弟兄姐妹都有听到一个见证，是在住在芝加哥的弟兄。
He is a professional violinist.
他是一个专业的小提琴家。
And then he was testifying of his journey of coming to believe in Jesus.
他就做见证说他如何来信主。
Right.And the first day he came into church,
他第一天来到教会的时候,
there was a person who was preaching, and she was preaching on the Ten Commandments.
有一个人那时候在讲道，就是讲到十诫。
And she was speaking very faithfully from the scriptures.
那在讲道的人，他也是按照圣经来讲。
And from that, on the drive home, he already was talking to his wife, was saying, "Hey, do you feel like?" Do you feel a little bit dirty? Right.
他那时候开车回家的时候，就跟他的太太说：“你有没有觉得好像身体脏脏的？”
Right. Yeah. So you could tell that God's word was starting to, pierce into his heart.
所以在那个时候，神的话语就已经有扎入他心。
And then, later he started to study the Bible more with the preacher.
他后来也就也有跟传道一起学习圣经。
And began to learn more from the Bible.
那后来也从圣经学到更多。
At that time he would kneel down to pray too.
他那时候也会跪下来祷告。
But at the same time he always felt in the bottom of his heart that actually he didn't really need to either.
可是他那时候其实他自己的心里面其实也觉得他不需要。
He always felt, yes, God does exist, but do I really need to worship him?
因为他一直觉得神是存在的，可是我需要敬拜神吗？
Because he felt that everything that he had gained in this world was obtained through his own two hands.
因为他一直觉得他这世界上所有的都是靠他自己的双手来得的。
He had been playing and practicing violin for over 30 years.
在他已经学习小提琴已经练了30几年了。
He had a very successful career already.
他的事业已经非常成功了。
The dignitaries of countries would congratulate them.
很多不同国家的领袖都会恭喜他。
And so he always felt that even if he had found God,
所以他觉得他可能都已经有，他就算找到神了。
God cannot take this away.
神也没有办法把这带拿走。
Right. So, what can God do to me?
神能够对他做什么？
And very interestingly, after a few days,
很有趣的就是几天以后，
he was practicing violin as usual.
他也就是跟平常一样在练他的小提琴。
And he was trying to warm up.
他就只是要开始热身。
But suddenly he could not move his fingers.
他突然不能动他的手指。
It just moving so slowly, like.They were full of weights.
动得非常的慢，很像非常沉重。
And it took him like the whole day just to warm up to practice.
结果他居然需要花一整天的时间来热身。
Next day it was the same thing.
就隔天也是一样。
Third day the same thing.
第三天还是一样。
And he just felt like somebody was playing a joke on him.
他觉得好像有一个人在跟他开玩笑。
After one or two weeks.He started to go a little bit crazy.
一两个星期以后，他已经开始神志不清。
Because he could not even get past his warm-ups in order to start to practice the actual music.
因为他甚至都已经没有办法好好的热身完，然后开始练他应该练的音乐。
And so his wife gave him a suggestion.
他的太太就给他一个建议。
She told him, "I know that you believe in God."
他说，我知道你相信神。
And I also see that you do kneel down at church to pray out of good manners.
我也看到你，因为你想要客气，那所以你也会跟着一起跪下祷告。
But you never pray at home.
可是你在家从来不祷告。
And so why don't you just try to pray at home?
所以你要不要在家试着看祷告看看
？And you have actually placed your violin before God.
因为你已经把你小提琴的位置放在神的前面。
So he started to pray.
所以他就开始祷告。
And he was telling God, "God, are you really there?"
所以他就问神，神，你真的在那里吗？
Please stop this cruel joke.
请不要再开这玩笑了。
Right, and because my heart only has a limit.
因为我的心已经碰到极限了。
So the next day after this prayer, things started to get better.
祷告隔天后，事情就慢慢的改变。
He started to pray more.
他就祷告更多。
After a week, he was completely back to normal.
一个星期以后，他马上就他就已经恢复正常了。
And he was so happy that he just played so much music in that one day that he could play again.
那因为他非常高兴，所以他在那一天当中就拉了很多的音乐。
And when he prayed again, he just was hugging his violin, crying bitterly.
那他在祷告的时候，也是一边的抱着他的小提琴在痛哭，因为他在向神悔改。
He told God, "I know I am wrong."
他就告诉神说我知道我错了。
I know you are greater than me.
他就说我知道你是比我更神圣的。
My 30 years of effort you took away overnight.
我这30年的功夫你在一夜之间就已经拿走
了。He realized that he had so much pride before God.
他就了解到他在神的面前有多少的骄傲。
And he was repenting for all of those of that incorrect concept.
他也就为了这些非常不好的想法来悔改。
And that was one of the major steps for him to really understand and believe God truly exists and that we must follow and obey God.
他也经过这个非常大的改变才更了解神。
Right. So eventually he has many other testimonies, but eventually he received the Holy Spirit and was baptized too.
那他也有其他见证，不过他后来也有得到圣灵，然后也有受洗。
But you can see that one of the first things that we must do in this journey of faith is we must confess all the things that we do wrong against God.
可是我们在信仰的路上，我们就需要了解到我们的第一步一定是要悔改。
There was a brother who testified one NYTS.
有一个弟兄在一次青年神训班的时候有见证。
He grew up in our church.
他在我们的教会长大。
But as he was growing older, he started to do a lot of naughty and sinful things.
可是他年纪慢慢长大的时候，他也做了很多不好的事情。
He would sometimes cheat in school.
他有时候会在学校作弊。
Sometimes he would steal things from stores.
他有时候会在不同的店偷东西。
Right, he was always cursing.
他常常会骂脏话。
He was always putting different masks before different people.
他常在不同的人面前有不同，像戴面具一样。
One mask before his parents, one mask in church, one mask in front of his school friends.
在他父母前像一个样子，在朋友前像一个样子，在教会前是一个样子。
So, the summer before he went to high school.
所以他要去高中的那个暑假。
He was at.He attended the student spiritual convocation.
他就去参加了学生联会。
Which was held here in the Elizabeth Church.
那时候就是在伊丽莎白教会。
And during the SSC, there's a lot of emphasis on how there's a lot of peer pressure as you grow older in high school and college.
在学生联会的时候，就有常常在课堂上面有谈到要升学的压力。
And he started to get a little bit worried because he knew that he was not on the right path. He was doing a lot of these evil things.
他就开始担心，因为他已经在做很多不好的事情。
He was thinking like if he kept on going, what would happen to him?
他那时候就在想说，他如果继续下去的话，他会发生什么事。
The second day of the SSC, he realized on his hands, arms, on his body, he had a lot of these red dots.
他在学生年会第二天的时候，他发现到他的双手、手臂还有身上都有很多红点。
And he never had this type of reaction before.
他的身体从来没有这种反应过。
And he was wondering in the back of his mind, is this a warning from God?
他心里面也就有在想说，这是神给的警告吗？
Because he also realized that the clothes he was wearing was stolen.
因为他也发现到他穿的衣服被偷了。
Right, so anyway, he decided to repent.
所以他就决定要悔改。
He told God that, God, I know that this is, I stole this.
他就告诉神，就说，神，我知道这是我偷的。
Started to admit all his wrongdoings before God.
他就开始在神面前，承认他所犯的罪。
He also started to pray for all the various temptations he might face in high school.
他也开始为他在高中会碰到的各种试探来祷告。
And so after a few days prayer of repentance,
那他祷告了，用悔改的方式来祷告几天以后。
On the last day, he just felt so light and relieved.
在最后一天的时候，他就感觉到非常轻松。
He felt so much closer to God.
他感觉到跟神更亲近。
And he just felt like that feeling, that spiritual closeness to God was such a blessed feeling.
他就感觉到这种跟神亲近的感觉是非常赐福的。
It was so calm, so peaceful.
因为他非常的平静。
And so from that day onward, he decided to live a lifestyle that was separate from all those sins from the world.
所以从那天开始，他就决定他想要跟世界不想要走同样的道路。
Slowly, he began to change himself.
他也就慢慢的改变自己。
Before cursing was like second nature.
刚开始的时候，他很自然就会骂脏话。
But with God's help, through his repentance, he was able to change that almost instantly.
可是因为神的帮助，还有悔改，那就改变了很快。
For all the things that he stole.
他偷了一切东西。
He would go to the original store.
他也就会去同样的那些店。
He would buy the exact same thing.
他会买同样的东西。
And then put it back on the shelf.
然后再把那个东西放回去。
One of the stores was turned out was out of business already.
其中一个店其实那时候已经关了。
And so he decided to just give the money to a beggar who was near the store.
所以他看到附近有一个乞丐，他就把钱给他。
So you can see that this brother truly repented from all of his sins.
所以这个弟兄他真的为他所有犯下的罪都已经悔改了。
He acknowledged his sin before God.
他也在神的面前也知道他的罪。
He sorrowed over them.
他也为他的罪忧愁。He
confessed over them.
他也承认这些罪。
And began to change his heart and actions.
他也改变他的心，还有他行为。
Even willing to make retribution, right? Payment for what he did wrong.
他甚至还愿意在弥补他之前犯的罪。
So you can see that, thank God, now this brother, very, very zealous brother, very fervent brother.
所以感谢神啊，现在这个弟兄还是非常热心。
So you can see that a journey, a lifetime journey, in this this Christian way.
所以我们可以看到在做一个基督徒的人生。
Right, this journey with Jesus Christ on the road of salvation, it begins with the first word of the gospel.
在走往这救恩的道路上，第一步就是悔改。
We must repent.
我们一定要悔改。
So, may God allow us to remember the things and reveal to us the things that we may have offended Him in.
所以希望神也能够让我们了解到我们有得罪神的地方。
And that we can begin our journey to reconcile with Him.
让我们也能够开始的再归回神。
Let's now sing hymn number 307.
请一起唱诗307首。
Hymn number 307.
307首。